Win and one loss. El Cerrito Gauchos are off to a slow start, but they've played some really tough competition. No wins and two losses. I expect the Gauchos to come out and do anything possible to get a victory tonight, fellas. I'm certain they don't want to go down 0-3, and looking at their schedule, their first two opponents, Marin Catholic is a solid team that's always into the North Coast and goes deep. And last week they lost to the Vintage Crushers. And I believe, Michael, you like Vintage to win the Vine Valley League this season. So,
yes.
Jeff, you've been looking at the players of the game, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But last week, the Rancho Cotati Cougars rebounded after an opening loss in their first game to Sacramento High. They rebounded nicely with a big win over Vanden. I think it was 48 to... What was it, Jeff, here? Do you got the score? This?
I believe it was 48-7, if I do remember correctly. I know Jared Stalker threw for 121 yards, had two touchdowns and an interception, and Rancho really took control of the game on the ground with Jaden Herrera, Fatua Tua'ua, Jack Reese, Rashid Rankin, and Brian Regan. It's really just a stable of backs they have there for the Cougars.
Yeah, they defeated Vanden 48-20. They lost their opening game 24-6 to Sacramento High School. And interestingly, guys, I talked to Coach Garrig Hoteling about that first game, and Sac High was extremely fast. They picked off four passes from Jared, and I like to call him the Night Stalker. All right, we're going to have a little fun with that tonight, boys, okay? And I talked to Jared. He likes that nickname. I guess it caught on a little bit after last season. Jared admitted to me, he said, Nick, I had a really poor game, and I hurt our team, and they had six turnovers, the Cougars did, in that contest against Sac High. And interestingly, guys, this was something that Coach Garrig Hoteling had never faced before. Sac High had a limited roster, not a whole lot of players. And late in the game, they intentionally took delay of game penalties so that they could keep their players fresh. And obviously, it worked out well for them. And looking back at it, Coach Hoteling said, you know, Nick, I probably should have gone to a hurry-up offense in the beginning of the game, and I might have been able to wear them down.
It looks like Coach Hoteling should have gotten his hands on some pickle juice like we were talking about last week there with the the dill pickle juice. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys fare out here. You got a lot of players going both ways in high school football, so you just got to pace out your stamina. Early in the season, it's a lot tougher. You're getting up to speed. I think by the third game of the season, things have hit their stride. You kind of know what to expect, how to manage your tank.
Yeah. Michael, your thoughts on this game tonight?
Well, it's always interesting to see Sonoma County, or I guess North Bay, versus East Bay and El Cerrito. Gauchos have played really two tough opponents, Marin Catholic from the Marin County Athletic League and Vintage from the Vine Valley Athletic League. Both fantastic teams. I'm interested to see what Rancho does. El Cerrito had a tough time stopping the run in their first couple of games, but Rancho has such a great balance of a run and a pass offense, and the guy I'm really looking forward to watch is Jack Reese, number 15. His brother went here. Logan Reese was a phenomenal receiver. Jack, I believe, is just as good. It'll be interesting to see who is guarding him, who is covering him, and if Rancho targets him enough, because I think he's a really good athlete and a very good football player, and I believe he is the player to watch for the Cougars tonight.
It's funny you said that, because I had an interview with Jared the Night Stalker, and he mentioned to me that his favorite target is Jack Reese, and Jack is a extremely explosive player. Doesn't catch a whole bunch of passes in the game, but the ones that he does catch are always 15 yards or more.
They're impact plays.
Yeah, impact plays. That's exactly how it is. And why don't we start out talking a little bit about the El Cerrito Gauchos. And the Gauchos, I mentioned, have had two really tough opponents. Marin Catholic, they lost 42-6, and then they lost to Vintage Crushers 29-9. Both those teams, I'm sure, will be North Coast Section opponents in the playoffs at the end of the season. Their head coach is also the athletic director, Jacob Rincon. This is his third year as the head coach. And he also is the defensive coordinator. And so him and I spoke quite a bit about their lack of not able to stop the run. And, Michael, you hit right on it. They allowed 245 yards rushing against Vintage last week, and they only allowed 21 yards in passing. The Crushers didn't throw the ball all that much, but they ran the ball very effectively and kept the ball out of the hands of the El Cerrito offense that hasn't gotten on track. 6 points in the first game, 9 points in the second game. They obviously are looking to do a better performance tonight. Their coach says that we need to keep an eye on their quarterback, Jason Brooks. He's their player. Guys, how many times have you heard this combination? A quarterback and a middle linebacker. That's what Jason Brooks plays. Okay, 6'3", 210 pounds. I mean, it's a perfect position for a leader. If you're the quarterback, you could be the middle linebacker. That's kind of the leader of the defense.
We saw Hartman break up a touchdown pass last week. I'm interested to see what this quarterback middle linebacker can do.
Yeah, I am too. And I got to tell you, Michael, I think it's a real disadvantage for a quarterback to play both ways. I believe it's important for that quarterback to come to the sideline after their possession and be able to look at some film or some pictures and talk to the offensive coordinator and get a feel about what they can do successfully. And when you've got to stay on the field and don't have an opportunity to come in and talk to your offensive coordinator, take a little breather, regroup, I think that's really pushing it for a quarterback, and I don't like to see that. And Jared Stalker, the quarterback for the Cougars, he gets to come off the field. He doesn't play defense.
There's something nice for these quarterbacks. Again, you have to have a short memory if you're a quarterback, if you make mistakes, if you turn the ball over. There's something to be said about playing on the defensive side as well. You don't have time to think about that interception because you need to turn around and go get the ball back for yourself. But at the same time, I do agree with you, Nick. I think it is important for the quarterback to come over, maybe get a pep talk, little wise words from the coach. What did you see? What did I see? And pan it out for the next drive.
Yeah. Well, their team is based on they've been trying to run the football. That's what they want to do. Coach Rinkin said they have a very good running back that they like, Antonio Hines. He's just a sophomore. They feel he's the future of the program here for the next few years. He's 6 foot. They have three wide receivers that the coach feels are very capable of making some big plays. They have a lot of speed. Robert Freeman, he's a sophomore, just 5'9", 150 pounds, but he can really run. Cole White is a junior, 5'11", and Rashad Kelly, another junior. El Cerrito is very young. Their starting quarterback, Jason Brooks, is a senior, but around them there's a lot of younger guys. So this is kind of a rebuilding year for the Gauchos. Their left tackle, and he also plays defensive tackle, Coach Rincon said he's a very good player, probably a second-level player, he believes, is Nathaniel Carr. He's just a junior, 6'3", 215 pounds. And their cornerback, get this, how many times do you see a freshman on varsity football that starts?
I cannot think of too many instances in which that's been the case. A lot of times, if they are lucky, they get on special teams, let alone starting on defense now.
Yeah.
They're going to test the young corner today, though.
Yeah, they have a freshman starting quarterback. His name is Warren Smith. He's number one, and he's a heck of a ball player. Coach Rinkin said, Nick, I had to put him on varsity. He's at that level right now as a freshman. So that young man has an opportunity to really become a great player. Their kicker is also their defensive end. He's kicked two field goals so far in the first couple of games. Actually one, and they didn't kick the extra point. They were behind, so they went for two. His name is Andre Fernandez, and he's got a pretty strong leg. He kicked a 41-yarder last week against Vintage. So
I love that combination in high school football when you can get a D-end who turns around and gets it done on special teams as well, whether it's toe-poking or really stroking the ball through the uprights.
Did you say toe-poke?
Toe-poking.
Jeff Woodworth at his finest right there. That's good. I see you went home. You got some new material. That's great, Jeff. Let's switch over. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Why don't you let Joe know that we're going to send it back to him here on the text real quick. Joe, you in the studio? You got us? Yeah. Give Joe a text, and we'll send it back in just a minute. This is the game of the week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Next week, we're going to be off. We had a little scheduling complication for next week, but in 2 weeks, fellas, I'm excited about the Apple game, the Golden Apple between the El Molino Lions and the Annalee Tigers. They're not in the same league anymore, which is should make the rivalry even better. And I know El Molino's got a pretty good team this year, so that should be good. Let's send it back to Joe Pasquini in the studio. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas inglés? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Game of the Week on KSRO. Brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. I'm Nick Mattis. Alongside me, my right-hand men. I got to use men now because we've got Michael Barabalt up here with us. Michael's going to help us on the pregame show, and then we're going to send him down to the sidelines. He's going to get a real close-up look at what's going on, and if he sees something, he's going to call us up, and we're going to get Michael's thoughts after the first quarter of the game, and he's going to get some halftime interviews with the coaches. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the Cougars, the home team here. Very strong team. Their program is always, they don't rebuild. You know,
they reload.
There you go. And I was glad you would add that in there.
Rancho doesn't rebuild, they reload. And I really want to talk about the running backs. I know Stalker is going to be a difference maker, but really the secret sauce for this Rancho Cotati team is the running attack. You see, in their first game against Sacramento, 32 carries for just 104 yards with one touchdown. Last week against Vanden, they totaled 37 carries for 249 and four touchdowns. These guys, once they get going on the ground, again, like I said, you got the combination of Jaden Herrera, Fatua Tua, Jack Reese, say that name 10 times fast. Fatua Tua, Jack Reese, Rashid Rankin, and Brian Regan. There's nothing that these guys can't do on the ground, and it'll be interesting to see what El Cerrito has in store to try and stop it.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Tua. Okay?
Tua, yes.
I'm just going to call him Tua. I think that's going to work out.
Shorthand.
Yeah, I hope you'll understand that, okay? You know, that's important because he's a heck of a player. He's their second. Tua is their second leading tackler this season. He's a fine player. He plays defensive back. He also does some running. He's just 5'10", but he's 205 pounds. He's a solid young man. Their leading tackler on defense, and we're starting with the defense because you did a nice job talking a little bit about their offense, and we're gonna touch on their main man, okay? And that's the I'm gonna nickname him the Diesel, because I think he reminds me of Riggins. I don't know if you guys remember.
I do get the reference, yes.
He was the running back for the Washington Redskins, and I know Joe knows him well. But his nickname was the Diesel, and Rashad Rankin is a really good player. But let me first talk about somebody that I'm really excited about watching tonight, and that's Mahalis Santorinos. He's the cousin of Elias Rantisi, number 53. He's just a junior, fellas, and Coach Garrick Hotelling wanted me to make sure that I mention this. He's only the second junior that has been elected a captain. The only other one, guys, and guess who it could be? Jake Simmons was a captain as a junior. Those are the only two that Coach Garrick said that he could think of that were elected captain. So you know Mahalis is a heck of a player. He leads the team in tackles.
32 of them in the first two games, averaging 16 tackles a game.
That is, and you know,
kid's an animal.
You know who his cousin is, right?
Do not.
His cousin was Elias Rantisi.
Ah.
And he
it's
was.
It's a family thing down here.
I nicknamed him the tackling machine, okay, because he was a similar type player that could just make a lot of tackles all game long, has a nose for the football. And Mahalis goes both ways. He also plays guard on the offensive line, and he's just a strong player. Their defense is also rounded out by, and I think this guy's a good little player that we got to keep an eye on, and it's Ty Paletti. Ty Paletti is a senior, also goes both ways, running back, defensive back, 6 foot. He's number 3 on the team in tackles. And then their defensive end And here's a guy that was on varsity as a freshman. He's a sophomore this year, number 42, Giorgio Mincarini. And he's a sophomore, 6'3", 180 pounds. Right now he's the fourth leading tackler. So he's a heck of a ball player as a sophomore. You know, I like to watch young players develop, Michael. It's something that's important to me as in the area here. And, you know, when you're thinking back at your Petaluma Trojans, who were some players, Nick Zimbita in the house, okay, who were some players that you remember when they were freshmen and sophomore that you said, these guys are, no, they're not going to miss. They're great players.
Well, like you said, Nick Zimbita sitting right next to me here. He was one of them. Jack Hartman last year was a sophomore. He was huge for Petaluma. Daniel DeCarli was an offensive lineman.
There you go.
A few years ago. Brendan White at Petaluma, he was a quarterback for 3 years at Petaluma. He came up actually as a freshman, as a wide receiver. Then they transitioned him to quarterback. These young players are really, they're excited when they get called up to the varsity. They're the young guy that, you know, all of his friends that are playing JV, they look up to. You know, they're like, oh, you're going to be the big star on the varsity, and I think they're really happy for him.
Yeah.
So these young guys that are going to help the program for a few years, I think really make these coaches very happy.
Yeah. You know, it just what you just said about young guys and how excited they are, I'm going to switch over now to the offense and the diesel, Rashid Rankin. This guy is a heck of a ball player, and I got to tell you, I had a great interview with Rashid, and I'm going to tell you something he told me in a minute, but so far in the first two games, Rashid's done a fantastic job. He's ran for 87 yards in the first game against Sac High on 21 carries, and last week against Vanden, 17 carries, 149 yards, and he had a 64-yarder. He wanted me to make sure I mentioned that he busted one for 64
yards. That was just one of the three touchdowns that he logged last week against Vanden. Again, Rancho Cotati getting it done on the ground.
Well, guys, here's an interesting story that I thought was just the epitome of a leader. And when I talked to Rashid, I said, Rashid, I looked at the stats when you guys played Sacramento High, and you guys had a lot of yardage on offense. And he said, Nick, Jared had an off game, threw four interceptions, and he said, I fumbled twice. One of them when I was getting close to the goal line, and he said, you know, the coach taught me a lesson. He didn't start me against Vanden. And all week long in practice, I worked my butt off. I really wanted to get back in there and redeem myself. And so he said, Nick, I worked really hard in practice. And when the game started, I was angry. And I ran the football angry. And when I wasn't on the field, I was engaging with my teammates. And a lot of people said to me, Nick, it was the best game I had in my high school career. And I'm going to come out tonight, Nick, and I'm going to do the same thing.
I'm looking at him right now on the sideline as he looks like he's gathering himself before the game starts. You can only imagine what's going through his head, but he looks like he's poised for a big game.
Well, one of the things that him and I talked about is that I said, you know, the Gauchos are extremely hungry right now. They're 0-2, and they're going to be, they know from their scouting report that you fumbled two times in your first game against Sac High. So what do you think El Cerrito's going to do when they go ahead and the first guy's going to wrap them up? What's the second guy going to do, Michael Barabalt, when
gonna,
they
going to take him down?
And they're going to try to strip him.
Yes.
They're going to try to get him to cough up the football. And Rashid said, no worries. I'm going to hang on to that football with two hands. I'm not coughing up another ball the rest of the season. So
when you're playing football, the defense coordinator is always telling you, I need all 11 guys to the ball carrier. Yeah. All 11 guys to take him down.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's that type of runner. And he said, one of the things I wanted to continue to do is to fall forward every time I'm hit. I'm going to make sure I fall forward. He wanted to make sure, and so did Jared the Night Stalker, wanted to me to make sure that I mentioned their starting. We're going to pause for the playing of the national anthem. Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the game of the week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Take the drive down the 101. If you want an honest car, if you want a great car for the right price, look for David Corral. He'll get you in the car you want. Nick Mattis alongside Jeff Woodworth, getting ready for the kickoff between the Cougars and the Gauchos. Friday night football. You got to love it. Game number two of our seven-game series.
I thought I couldn't get more excited before game one last week. I am, if not just as excited, even more excited for this game this week, Nick. There's just something about Friday night lights. Again, the lights are on. Remember, last week I was waiting for the lights to get turned on. They're on. They're ready to go. I'm ready to go. I hope you and the listeners are ready to go.
Absolutely. The Cougars are going to be wearing red trunks, red pants.
Red trunks.
Red pants, blue jerseys. They've also got the blue helmets. El Cerrito comes in with their white uniforms, white helmets, some green on that uniform. And they're going to be kicking off to the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Deep for the Cougars, Darius Hurst. And we forgot to mention Darius. He's a senior, didn't play football the last 2 years. But Coach Gary Cotelling wanted me to mention him. He's a heck of a ball player. Very good, plays wide receiver and defensive back. He's